You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I'm thinking, oh, it's complicated. Prepare, sorry, I forgot my statement. It's quite a lot for them to take in. All at once, blue kid on the block, that's what they said. But I've been on the block where they've been. It's quite a lot for them to take in. Yeah, we are. It's no problem. Sit that future generations, they gon' solve it. Oh my days, let's crack this case, get to the bottom. Yeah, guess we'll see you at the bottom. City, we're here to take back every acre, don't be silly. I got fam across the motor, I'm not picky. Nah.
Hey, Fable, how are you?
Kia ora, morena.
Kia ora, it's so good to have you in the studio. We were just chatting off here about some exciting times you've been having recently. Tell us a wee bit about going to Europe to be part of this Martin Garrix experience. It's been a really wild couple of months.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It was so much fun. Got to connect and make heaps of new friends from all over the world, which was cool. Got to not sleep quite a lot, which was also good and bad, I guess. But
So you were there for a week. What was the actual program that you were heading over for?
Cool. It was a JBL Martin Garrix kind of like music academy workshop.
Sick.
Space. Yeah, so it was all, you know, supported by JBL and stuff, and they flew us over. There were 39 other artists from all over the world, and it was like a week long morning with, you know, we'd meet with the head of TikTok or Instagram, like Spotify, all these kind of people, Apple Music, and then in the afternoon we'd be in the studios. We were working out of Stamped Records, so we kind of got split and divvied into smaller groups, and we had to create a track and then showcase it on the last night, which was, which was a lot of pressure and it was kind of scary.
I'm imagining the kind of like chaotic boot camp feeling of arriving in Europe, not really sleeping for a week, making some music. The kind of surreal element would add a flavor to it, eh?
Yeah, honestly, it was kind of like, I was still pinching myself sometimes, like that, like I actually went over and got to do and experience all of that and get to represent Aotearoa in that space, indigenous people in those spaces as well, which was super cool, and then got to teach everyone the lingo and some New Zealand slang, which was kind of funny.
I love the idea of like, you know, with a dispatch of things that you're like, now this is how you pop a manu, and just like the things that you got to know. If you come to Aotearoa, this is like the list.
It was funny. I was, when I was going over there, I was like, oh, is there anywhere like I can like do cannonballs? Or I put it in our group chat. There's like a big group chat, and they were like, why would you want to do that? And I was like, oh, we do this thing in New Zealand, and it's on my bucket list to do it every country I go.
That's so good.
And they were like, can you just do it in a bathtub? And I was like, and I sent them a video, and they're like, oh no, you cannot do that in a bathtub.
That's so good. Did you find somewhere to pop a manu?
On the last, like, it was literally the last couple of like hours I was gonna be in there, and I was like, oh damn, I can't. So we popped manus on some JBL bean bags, but
that works. Close enough.
They didn't have any kind of pool centers. I was like asking them when I was over there, and they looked at me like I was crazy. Like,
do people swim here? What's going on?
Yeah, honestly, I was like, it's cold. What, do you have like a spa? And they're like, a massage parlor. I was like, no, like a...
I want to get in some water. Yeah. That's so good. So what was the process of writing and like making music in this week like? Because it must have been really quite a frantic time to be writing in amongst all of this.
Yeah, it was real crazy. I think there were a lot of dynamics too, like coming together in such a short span of time, all kind of drawing on from different cultures, different styles and genres of music as well. So it kind of made it was quite like mushed into like a short span of time, and you kind of just had to like roll with it.
Yeah, totally.
You can't like... couldn't go in there with any kind of ego, like, oh, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. It's like, you don't have time, you're just like, this sounds cool, we're just gonna hit that
totally
that direction.
That's so good though, because that kind of working, it lays the ground for then when you come home being able to unpack all of the stuff that you've looked at and thought about and worked on, and then like tailor it more to what you're trying to work in, eh?
I think it was a good for me, it was good to go over there and get to share my music and connect with you know, people in those spaces that I could potentially see my music in, like in the UK and in Europe, and just get to share my perspective, and you know, we've got such a unique story in Aotearoa, and I could really tell that from when I was just sharing it with everyone else, and it's cool to learn from everyone else too about their cultures and stuff. So
yeah, totally. Who's been some people that you found yourself still keeping touch with, because I mean, now everyone's scattered back across the globe. That's an amazing network to have tapped into. Is there artists that you're like, people need to have their eye on this person, or like, this is someone I really enjoyed working with?
Honestly, like heaps, like all of them. I've been making, I've got like 4 or 5 songs I've been like working on with other artists, with people, good friends I made from overseas.
That's cool.
And yeah, I'll be performing some of those songs at the show tomorrow. So
neat segue. Neat segue. You are playing a show, and it's been your first show in a hot minute. You've got Dead Forest and Babyface Killer. I mean, that's an amazing lineup. It's going to be huge. What can people expect from this? Obviously, some new music, but what will you be bringing to the stage?
I got super influenced over in Amsterdam, so all my stuff's been kind of turning kind of more like breakbeat, like faster stuff, and just more. I think I really loved when I was over there, everyone's there, if they're going to a show, to be immersed in the show, have fun. There's no kind of like, you're too cool to do this or that. It's kind of like the reverse sometimes when, you know, back home it's a bit like standoffish.
And also when you sort of, it's this, that sort of freeing thing when you go somewhere where people don't know you as well. You're not like, oh, my cousin can see me being cringe today or something. It's that sort of removed from the picture, eh?
Yeah, def- definitely.
Yeah. So that's going to be a really interesting direction for your music. We're going to listen to a brand new song that's coming out properly tomorrow called Popstar and Mannix. Tell us a wee bit about this track, because I can hear those breaks coming into this and that like influence for sure.
This track was, I've been wanting to kind of pivot into like more alt rock and kind of indie space. Like super influenced from like Steve Lacy at the moment, Bakar and stuff like that, artists like that. And yeah, for me, the actual song itself is kind of like connected by like two main core ideas, I guess. One was kind of flipping expectations kind of turning stereotypes around. So the whole pop star and Mannix reference, so Mannix in Manukau, South Auckland, and pop star aren't like usually things words you'd associate with. So like I wanted to, you know, kind of emphasize that like we do kind of have our own kind of pop stars out south, but you know, they're more, you know, a lot of the focus is on community and stuff like that and whānau and stuff like that. So I wanted to kind of put the emphasis on that. And then the other kind of stuff that kind of rings throughout all my music is kind of sharing the realities of kind of Aotearoa. I think when I was in Amsterdam as well was a good example. Everyone just assumed it was kind of rainbows, fairies, you know,
and
like
hobbits,
you know, hobbits. Everyone lives in like this peaceful coexistence, and I was like, oh, people, you know, it's like everywhere else is everyone. There's always people, you know, trying to make ends meet, and it's kind of tough. And just wanted to, you know, there's still work to be done, and there's all of that kind of stuff. So
hard out. Oh, exciting stuff. This song is out properly tomorrow. We're getting a little special spin of it this morning. And your gig is tomorrow night. Where can people catch you playing Fable?
I'll be at Whammy Backroom. Doors open at 9:30 tomorrow. Babyface Killer, Dead Forest. How good.
So good. Tickets are from Under the Radar, I believe. Yes.
Right, yep.
So go check them out there. We'll put all the links in the podcast. Thanks so much for coming in. And it's so exciting to hear about your awesome travels. And I can't wait to hear more music from that time. But I reckon let's spin this first song, eh?
Cool.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
Say my peace, yeah, let it be known. Years pass, I still don't feel grown. I really do think too much. I just tend to drift from time to time. Do it for the kid, what's yours is mine. Do it for the streets where I reside. I think I need to walk it off and take it all in before it's in the corner. Am I not here on the day moa? Am I not here on the day at all? Loose ball, jump on it. Island boys, not the choppers. Pop star, but a menace. Got the crowd going manic. Turn up and crank it for all my kind. We on an island and this ain't the tropics. This ain't it, this ain't it. We getting down and dirty. Gotta get it done, so I'm waking up early. 4:55, bright eye bushy. Tail in between legs, guess I'm down for the stretch. So I hit the block, I do damage. Burn rubber, cut tracks cause I know. Pop star, but a menace. Got the crowd in our pants.
cranking. For all my crime, my soul just skanking. Loose ball, jump on it. We find the islands and this ain't the tropics. We on an island and this ain't the tropics. This ain't it, on an island and this ain't the tropics. We find the islands and this ain't the tropics. This ain't it, this ain't it.
Huge new tune from Fable there. That's Popstar and Mannix. Comes out properly tomorrow. The video comes out tonight. And tomorrow you can catch Fable, Dead Forest and Babyface Killer playing at Whammy Backroom. Tickets are from Under the Radar. And we were just chatting as well. Fable played our Fancy New Band showcase a few years ago. So you never know who you're going to see when you come to BFM's Fancy New Band. And Fancy New Band is next weekend. So Saturday the 27th. It is Koha entry. And you never know what awesome new artists you might discover. So come along down to Whammy and Backroom.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.